Hi, welcome to Raider Nation Station. Raider Nation, the blog. Hey, what's happening, guys? Just coming to you here on a Monday. No, a Tuesday. Wanted to comment a little bit about the recent release of Orlando Pace. I know it's been a really long time since I did one of these podcasts, so I just wanted to get back in the groove starting now. I think now is the time to do it because the offseason is upon us. The Raiders are actually making some smart moves. They're not moving too quickly on free agents. They're not overpaying guys. You could argue they were, but generally I don't believe they're trying to go after the likes of Albert Haynesworth or anything like that. So we got Orlando Pace released today. Now let me tell you about Orlando Pace. Okay, Orlando Pace is your typical drive-blocking guy, but he is a great influence in the locker room. You can ask any football player in St. Louis during that time period, and they will tell you he's been a fantastic influence. He's still a good player. He stayed healthy most of last year, unlike the prior years. His injuries aren't likely to reoccur injuries, so you don't have to worry about that too much. And he would be a great stopgap and a great influence on Mario Henderson. I mean, everything about this guy you have to love. You have to love Orlando Pace. And that's why I really think go out and get Orlando Pace. And I'm not saying that you say a lot of people are like, oh, Orlando Pace, Pro Bowler, go out and get him. Don't expect too much from the guy. But the guy is going to be a good player. And, you know, he isn't your typical zone blocking guy. He's not going to be the zone blocking type that, you know, Tom Cable might be normally looking for. But you have to keep this in mind. Cable already said that he wants to incorporate a little more drive blocking, and zone blocking has nothing to do with pass protection, and Orlando Pace can protect the passer, and we need somebody who can protect Jamarcus Russell's blindside. We need Mario Henderson to mature, to continue to get better, and who better to help him out than a guy like Orlando Pace. So, for a million reasons, this guy is the right guy to go get right now. He'll come cheap. He'll come on a short term. He will be a stopgap. We can draft maybe a couple more developmental linemen later on in the draft. Helps us tremendously, at least get us moving in the right direction as far as the offensive line. Our starters right now are Henderson on the left side, Gallery at left guard, John Wade at center, Carlisle at right guard, and Cornell Green on the right side. Now, that isn't the worst line probably in the league, but it surely could be better. We signed Carlisle, you know, because he's been probably the most consistent over the past 2 years. Arguably, Gallery has been very consistent on the left side. Anyways, you look at it, Cornell Green is a backup at best. He's a good backup in the zone blocking system. I'd keep him on, but he's not a starting right tackle. And then you have left tackle, and you have Henderson, who did a great job there at the end of last season, but I'm not sure he's ready to take that on full-time. Best put him on the right side, let him learn a little bit, put Pace on the left side, and have him really learn. I mean, you could put Pace on the right side, too, if you didn't think he was fast enough. Put him on the right side, and, you know, for right now, and then keep Henderson on the left side and see how that goes. But any way you slice it, that's going to be something that you want to do. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders moved up out of the second into the first to get a guy like Alex Mack. That's a very big possibility. So you have to look at all your options here, but Orlando Pace makes a whole lot of sense. Khalif Barnes, my best friend is a Jags fan, a diehard Jags fan. And Khalif Barnes, man, he was not very good in pass protection, I'll tell you that much. And I'll tell you the other thing is he definitely wasn't a solution at left tackle. So if we were looking at Khalif Barnes, it was definitely for right tackle because the way he played last year was just pathetic at left tackle. Some people say he'd be better at right tackle, perhaps. But are you really willing to go and get him, you know, for a perhaps? Where Orlando Pace is a guy you know who can get the job done. You know he can get the job done. Barnes, you're not sure yet. And so I'm glad we passed on Barnes. And we may have passed on Barnes knowing that St. Louis was trying to trade Pace really hard. And look, now he's released and he's going to be on the open market. And frankly, it doesn't seem like there's that many teams in the market, really. I mean, it's surprising. So we're at a... We're exploiting a inefficiency of the market where Pace, a guy that normally would be valued very highly, isn't going to be valued high just because he had past injury concerns, but that hasn't been a problem. He slowed a little bit, but the guy is still Orlando Pace. He's still a good tackle. So, I mean, you have to look at that. You have to know that. So I'm making my case for Orlando Pace, and I hope that Raider Nation will join me in condoning that. Now, moving on, who are we going to draft? This year has probably been the hardest year to really pinpoint maybe a kind of an idea. They could go lineman if we, you know, they could go offensive line. They could go defensive line. They could go linebacker, depending on who's available. They could go corner, although, you know, many a Raider Nation member will be upset if we do, but you could go corner. I don't see that happening, but you could go corner. You could go you go wide receiver. Definitely Crabtree might be there for the pickings. Do you want him? Do you think he's as good as has been hyped up to be? I'm not so sure. I am skeptical on Crabtree. I'm going to make that known right now. He's smaller than we thought. He had an injury. Who knows if he's really got great straight line speed or if he's going to be a possession guy. Surely he can catch the football, but his numbers were artificially inflated. He was at Texas Tech, for crying out loud. So I'm a little bit skeptical on Crabtree, so we'll see what happens there. So anyways, I think that there's a lot of different ways we could go, really. There is. There's a ton of different ways we could go. So in conclusion, I really think I'm going to lay out kind of my top guys, and it'll be interesting to see how we go. Jason Smith is the guy that I really love. I think this guy's he's a load. He's got great feet. He's fast. He could do it all. He's got that mean, nasty attitude that tackles need to have. He's probably one of my favorite players. Aaron Curry, man, this guy, he can do it all. He'd really help us on the Sam side linebacker. Can you imagine a Howard Morrison, Aaron Curry type of backfield? That would be just beastly. I also like Eugene Monroe as a tackle. I think he would be good in our system. Don't like the other tackles very much, but, you know, you never know. The other guys that I like, Crabtree, maybe. I'm skeptical, but I'm still open to Crabtree. And the other thing that I'm thinking about is, you know, maybe we reach down and take a Maualago, or do we go Macklin or something like that? That's always possible. You never know kind of what Al Davis is going to do. So what are we going to do? I have no idea. What do I want him to do? Well, I'd love to get Aaron Curry. He's not going to drop. Jason Smith, he's not going to drop. Eugene Monroe probably won't drop. So we're going to be sitting kind of in limbo. Crabtree might be sitting right there. Maybe we have an opportunity to move down. I've never seen Al Davis do it, but maybe we will. You know, it might be the first time we ever do that. Move down in the first round. I don't see it happening, but possibility remains open. More likely would be Al Davis moving up a couple slots to get somebody he wants, like Eugene Monroe, or maybe Curry falls to 5 or something and he can get him. We don't know. But that's always the possibility that Al Davis will want to do something like that. In conclusion, what are we going to do? Jeez. You know, who knows? Raiders have so many holes. You know, don't kid yourself. There is a lot of more talent on this team than the media will try to tell you, at least the general media. But they haven't put it all together. They haven't got rid of this losing attitude. And they could always use more. I mean, the offensive line is still a mess. It takes a while to get an offensive line being cohesive. That's still going to be an issue. So you have to keep that in mind. Wide receiver core, you know, it's thin. But, you know, maybe they're going to try to get Drew Carter back. He might be cheap, you know, after all the injuries. And try to, you know, develop Higgins and Shillings. And hopefully we can get some production out of Walker. So there's that option too, you know. There's a lot of different areas we could go. I definitely think Sam linebacker is one area where if there's a good deal on the table that we might go. Ricky Brown has been a reliable guy, but, you know, we haven't had much depth at linebacker in a while, and imagine if a guy like Morrison or Howard went down for a significant period of time, how much trouble we would be at that position. Would you be happy with Ekwuegbo starting at linebacker? I don't think so. Great Pro Bowler, Pro Bowl special team alternate, great special team guy, but he's not really going to do it for you at linebacker very much. Safety is definitely an area of need. Not really any guys in the draft that can help you there, so I have a feeling we're going to kind of stand pat in that area. So With that said, with a quarterback and running back definitely set, you have to say that, you know, the only areas we could go elsewhere other than that is maybe defensive end. Okay, defensive end is a possibility. Burgess is in the last year of his contract. Richardson's proven that he really can't rush the passer very well. We got rid of Kalimba Edwards, so wouldn't be surprised if we went for a guy like Arakpo or something like that at the end. I don't like the Texas defensive lineman pedigree, but you never know, and Arakpo certainly seems to have the right head on his shoulders and the right kind of skill. So that could definitely be a possibility. Watch out for that. I don't see a B.J. Raji kind of thing happening. Davis doesn't like to draft him. We have three high-paid ones on the roster still that – so far, they're all three still on the roster, so that doesn't seem like an issue, an answer right now. So, really, you have to look at it as offensive line, wide receiver, defensive end, and possibly a linebacker. Other than that, you don't really see a position where it's like, man, it's such a position where we need to go get it in the draft. Certainly, we'll build some depth in those areas, but you just don't see necessarily the need for drafting, you know, a defensive tackle right now. It doesn't make sense. Running backs, quarterback, doesn't really make sense. Maybe a linebacker. So, you know, you're looking at this, that's what you see. You see in the draft, that's what you see right now. You know, we may change as the draft gets closer and closer and closer, but right now, you got to look at the line. You got to look at wide receiver. Watch out for the Sam linebacker and the defensive end. I think those are two big areas. A lot of people, you know, the Kalimba Edwards or at least could signify something in the future, especially if we say we go get Pace. Now our line's looking a little bit more secure, a little bit more depth, you know, and they might be able to trade up in the second to get a guy like Alex Mack or something like that. You could definitely see how this line could take shape without using that number 7 pick as a for a lineman. So, you know, I don't think Crabtree's going to lure Davis that much, but a guy like Macklin or Harvin definitely could. I'm skeptical, always skeptical on first-round wide receivers, but Davis does like talent. Davis does know talent pretty well, despite, you know, what people may have been touting in the past. Davis knows talent pretty well. He just maybe will try to push a little too hard sometimes. I see that he's drawn back a little bit this year. One more interesting note before I let you go. T.O. cut, not signed by the Raiders, signed with the Bills. Interesting thing about this, Jerry Jones was convinced, finally convinced by his head guys, that chemistry mattered. Chemistry mattered, especially when it came to guys like T.O. Al Davis had subscribed to the same kind of philosophy as Jerry Jones for the longest time, was that winning cures all chemistry problems. But I think Davis also probably helped Jerry Jones. This is speculative completely. But I noticed that Davis this year finally kind of realizing, too, that outside influences on the team can have an effect on the way the team plays, just the way the overall mentality of the team, etc. Winning cures that, but sometimes it can become this self-fulfilling thing where you have this mentality and it's just hard to get out of it, and it causes you to lose games that you otherwise wouldn't. So let's keep that in mind. Davis might be shifting his little idea about chemistry. Maybe not a lot, but maybe a little bit. Jerry Jones did it. I wouldn't be surprised if Al Davis has too. I mean, these guys are probably the closest owners in the league as far as you know, allies for each other. And so you have to keep that in mind. As far as, you know, what kind of thing we're going for in the future. You know, T.O., we didn't look like we considered him. We haven't really considered any players this offseason with troubled pasts too much. Barnes had a troubled past a little bit. So you have to keep that in mind, and that may have been a factor in us not signing him. So that's it for this podcast. I'm going to try to do more of these. Check out the blog at RaiderNationStation.blogspot.com or subscribe with iTunes to the podcast right here on Raider Nation Station.